ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ జయ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ లక్ష్మీ నరసింహదేవ భగవాన్ కీ జయ భక్తరాజ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ కీ
హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి వెల్కమ్ యు ఆల్ ఫర్ అవర్ 170th ప్రేరణ యూత్ ఫెస్టివల్. టుడేస్ టాపిక్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్. డోంట్ జడ్జ్ బై యువర్ గ్రజ్. అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ విత్ అస్ ద ఎవర్ గ్రీన్ ఎవర్ ఫ్రెష్ ఎన్చాంటింగ్ అమోఘ్ లీలా ప్రభు. ఆపనే దేఖా హోగా ఉన్కో నా కహా దేఖా హై కుచ్ బోలూ ఉన్కే బారే మే. సో అమోఘ్ లీలా ప్రభు ఇస్ వెరీ కైండ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్. వెరీ వెరీ బిజీ డివోటీ. ఐ వాజ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద ఐఓఎస్ నాథ్ ద్వారా ఐ హ్యాడ్ గాన్ టు జైపూర్ ఫార్ సమ్ సర్వీస్. And I was surprised in the morning at Radha Govindji temple in Jaipur, I saw Amogh Lila Prabhu there. So Prabhuji, do din pehle aam Jaipur mein, abhi do din baad Mumbai mein, baad mein Jeevi mein, baad mein Pune mein, baad mein phir Delhi mein. So Prabhuji is involved in ISKCON Delhi activities for very, very long time. Seeing his contribution and very wonderful efforts, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, the GBC of ISKCON New Delhi, has given him a very big project. He is currently leading a project in Dwarka. So not that the other Dwarka which we know in Gujarat, which is the spiritual world. But we also are creating a small spiritual world in Delhi. Dwarka, there is a place. And there is a multi-project big temple coming up. Only 120 crores. And Prabhu is heading that project. So Amogh Lila Prabhu is the Vice President of ISKCON Delhi Dwarka. Prabhuji also is a guest faculty member at the IIM Ahmedabad. Also visits as faculty for the IIT Delhi and many NITs all over India. Prabhuji has come academically. Prabhuji is a software engineer, and has worked for Hewitt and HCL as well. He is a very famous volatile personality, especially known for as a corporate trainer. Prabhuji heads a beautiful corporate training organization called as VSERVE, Vedic Solution to Empower Resources by Value Education. And apart from his corporate training activity, he is also a wonderful director and script writer for many wonderful dramas. His drama group is called as Vaikuntha Players. Prabhuji is a lifestyle counselor and he counsels many students, also families and many corporates. He also is part of a wonderful spiritual discourse channel on the YouTube called as My Ashray, right? And if you want to know more about Amogh Lila Prabhu, go to YouTube. Hare Krishna. So let us welcome our... Let us welcome Amogh Lila Baba, three times chanting Hari Bol. Thank you for coming, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. It is a complete joy for me to be here at this most glorious temple, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, which is flooded with so many nice devotees, rich spiritual culture. In fact, my personal experience is that whenever I come to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, ISKCON Chowpatti, my taste in the holy name increases. I have more desire to do spiritual activities because the vibrations of this temple, they are so purifying, so sanctifying, so empowering that it is a pure joy to come to this place And I was hesitant, personally speaking, to come to Prerana Festival because I see that Prerana Festival, they are very, very good. And the devotees, they present such relevant topics with such good content, with such pure intent. So I was feeling hesitant that I may not disappoint the devotees. So I was hesitant, but yes, the affection of Baldev Prabhuji is so pulling, so enticing, and so hypnotizing that I could not stop myself. I thought maybe it's a good opportunity to go and meet devotees, seek mercy of Shri Radha Gopinathji and the wonderful devotees here at ISKCON Chowpatty. And personally speaking, it's a great honor for me to be here. Reason being, there are so many great devotees in this temple from whom I have learned so much. And that way, for me, ISKCON Chowpatty, for me, it's a temple of my Shiksha Gurus. So many wonderful devotees here. Gaurang Prabhuji is here. Gaur Gopal Prabhuji is here. Radha Gopinath Prabhuji is there. Baldev Prabhuji, of course. Nandulal Prabhuji, he's also there. So many great devotees. Govind Prabhuji, so many devotees. So they are all my Shiksha Gurus. And of course, headed by my very, very dear and extremely dear to my heart, Shri Radhanath Maharaj. So that is to come to this place like coming to the temple of my Shiksha Gurus. And just like Mayapur temple is our spiritual headquarter, Juhu temple is our official headquarter, and for preaching headquarter, I would say it is Shri Radha Gopinath temple, ISKCON Chowpatty. So thank you very much, Prabhuji, for inviting me. This is a very, very exalted seat. But yes, I'll try to speak something for my own much needed purification and for the transcendental pleasure of the devotees. Hare Krishna. Hare. Okay, Jayaradha Madhav Prabhuji? Yeah? Okay.
Jayaradha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braj Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Mercy, mercy.
Jaya Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radhe. Jaya Srinadhi Gopal, Jaya Srinadhi Gopal. Srinadhi Gopal, Jaya Srinadhi Gopal. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Shri Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Prerna Festival ki
Jai.
Aap sabhi bhakton ki
Jai.
Dai Gopramanande
Hari
Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Subhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha, Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhan Vitascha, He Krishna Karuna, Sindho, Dinabandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kante, Radha, Kante, Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrinda, Vaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye. Vancha kalpate rubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshtarine Mukham Karoti Vajalam Pangum Langayate Yirgat Kripata Mahamande Shri Guru Dina Tarinam Paramananda Mahadevam Shri Chaitanya Shalam. Hare Krishna. So very interesting topic, very very important topic. Don't judge by your grudge. Especially we see that people in this age, they are so sensitive that to carry grudge is so easy, so natural. So it comes so swiftly, so easily, but then it stays and it's so difficult to get rid of it. There was one guy, he was so much pissed off with his wife that one time his wife asked him, can you give me a lip balm? And then by mistake he gave super glue. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have grudge, you know. But yes, yeah, but I do love you. But inside there is grudge. There was one guy, he had the photograph of his wife and he was throwing darts on that photograph. And the wife called. Hello, Hiriya speaking. What are you doing? And nothing, just missing you. Grudge, my God. One guy was so angry that he decided that he should kill his wife because the wife betrayed him. So he called up. And then the servant, he picked up the phone. Yes, you. Okay. I know that lady, she's a witch. Kill her. But said, how should I kill her? Go to the kitchen, take the knife, kill her. First slit her throat and then chop her into pieces. Okay, sir. He went, he did the job. He came back. Sir, now what next, sir? Now, take all these pieces and put them in the swimming pool, in the backyard. Sir, but there is no swimming pool, sir. How come? is it not Pune, Ramu? No, sir, this is Shamu. I am from Chopati. Wrong number, sir. God. One guy asked his wife that, I shout on you, I blame you, I speak hard words to you. How do you manage all this? Because I never seen you getting angry, never holding grudge. How do you manage all that? She said, I just go and clean the toilet and that's it. And that's it. How come? She said, I just use your toothbrush. Oh my God. And externally, people posing themselves as very cool, they may say that, yeah, I have forgiven, I have forgiven. I don't have any grudge. I don't have any grudge. But there is grudge. There is grudge. People hide it. Yeah. So there are people who say, yeah, I forgive. But yes, I am beast in remembering things. There are people who are beast in remembering things. Yeah, but I have forgiven. But internally, they maintain this lava. It is there. Yeah. And we have seen that those who carry grudge, it drains the mental energy to such an extent that it is so hard to focus on what we should be doing. It drains us out actually. And we are away from the reality. And this is what the anguish, the grudge which is being, is there, which is boiling inside as lava. It makes our life so much abnormal. And like they are saying that the one who angers you, conquers you. Anybody can just take a remote. You want see the reaction? The real stuff behind this cool guy? I'll show you. Pressing the button and then the person gets into his real colors. So that phase to pose oneself as cool outside by having Wrigley's chewing gum, having Levi's jeans and with the t-shirt being human. It's easy. It's easy. But to actually be a real cool dude, that is very difficult. Like they are saying that how great the person is known, not by how great things he or she speaks, but how he responds to the provoking situations. That is the testing ground for understanding that how great the person really is. Otherwise, to speak great things and stories and anecdotes and examples and impress somebody by one's oratory is easy. But the greatness of a man is known by how he responds to provoking situations. And that is, we have seen that people utterly fail. I went to Speaking Tree long time back. And some of Speaking Tree people, they are very happy with ISKCON devotees, Hare Krishna devotees. And they were sharing with us that they were very happy meeting with a Hare Krishna devotee, sitting with them and having prasadam with them. And they were sharing one incident that there was one, so to say, a saint who came and he was supposed to deliver a talk on managing anger. And in between, the host came and she said, okay, now we'll have a commercial break. The rest of the answers would be given by the Swamiji after the break. And then Swamiji became very angry. How dare you come in between? And then he started shouting, and the lady said, but sir, excuse me, sir, but this said, shut up. Okay, now let's discuss about anger management. So to say great stuff is easy. But how we respond to provoking situations, that is very difficult. So usually it happens that we see that once somebody is having a grudge, this lava, it puts a veneer before our eyes, our perception. It happens. In the chronicles of the devotees of Lord Ram, there happened to be a great devotee. His name was Samartha Ramdas. And he was a pure devotee. Very, very devoted to his spiritual master. And great love for Lord Ram. And once he was describing the Sundar Kand, the famous Sundar Kand, that how Hanumanji, he crossed the ocean, reached Sri Lanka. And then he's describing the garden, the Ashok Vatika. And there he describes that there were blossoming white lilies in Ashok Vatika. And as he was describing the Ashok Vatika, so Hanumanji, he was also listening to the narration. So he came in front. He said, excuse me, what did you say? He said, I'm just describing the garden, the Ashok Vatika, where Mother Sita was residing. in Lanka. And then Hanumanji said, well, here is my eye card. This is Hanuman, servant of Lord Ram. I was personally present there. There were no white flowers. Acha. Then what was the color? He said, the color was red. They were red color flowers. So Samarth Ramdas, he said, well, due respect towards you, Hanumanji, but you know, colors are white. Hanumanji said, you have heard the narration. I was personally present there. I am telling you the colors were red. He said, well, you might be there, quite possible. But my guru has told me that the color of the flowers was white. Hanumanji said, I was personally there, Baba. Maybe somebody misinformed your guru. Well, my Gurudev is perfect. What he speaks is perfect. And I also heard perfectly. And I am repeating perfectly. The color was white. Hanumanji said, okay. I was just a visitor to Ashok Vatika. But Mother Sita, she stayed there for 10 months. Let's ask Mother Sita. And then both of them, they meditated and they prayed to Mother Sita. And Mother Sita, she also manifested. So Mother Sita, here there is a conflict. That the colors in Ashok Vatika, whether they were white or they were red. This person, Samarth Ramdasji, nice kathakar, but he's saying that the color was white. I am saying color was red. I was personally there. You remember, I was there. I paid no obeisances to you and we had conversation. The color was red. So you please tell me, what was the color? She said, Hanuman, what's wrong with you? The color was blue. Oh God, they invited Mother Sita for conflict resolution. It became even more complicated. Now there are three colors. White, red and blue. Mother Sita, how come blue color? Yes, I was there for so many months. I could see that flowers were blue. They were blue lilies. Mother Sita, I personally saw they were red. So Mother Ramdadi said, due respect to both of you, my spiritual master told me white. So ultimately to resolve all conflicts, the Supreme Lord Himself is required. So they prayed to Lord Ram to manifest. And then Lord Ram, He came there. And then Mother Sita said, here is a conflict between three of us. I am saying that the colors of the flowers were, in Ashok Vatika, they were blue. And your great servant Hanuman, he's saying red. And Samarth Ramdasji, he's saying that white color. So please you tell, you are the omniscient Lord, the all-knowing Lord. So please you describe the color of the flowers in Ashok Vatika, because you know everything. So Lord Ram said, yeah, Sita, you are also right. Hanuman, you're also right. But most right is Samarth Ramdasji. The color was white. But he was not there. We were there. We personally saw the flowers. And he was saying that this person, Samarth Ramdasji, he is right. And then Lord Ram said, Hanuman, you were so angry. You were so angry on what Ravan did to Mother Sita. And she was there in such a pathetic condition in Ashok Vatika. Because you were so angry and the color of anger is red, that's why you were seeing everything red, including the lilies. And Sita, you were seeing everything blue because your eyes were always having tears, feeling of separation from me. And that's why as you were seeing through the tears, that's why the flowers were appearing to be blue. But actual color was white. So everyone, they praise that. What's the loyalty of Samarth Ramdasji towards his spiritual master? That even Hanumanji himself came, Mother Sita came, but he said, no, my Gurudev is perfect. But of course, anger of Hanumanji is not like our anger in tamas, in darkness. But he could see things as per the color which he was having enveloped around him because he was angry. So certain emotions, they cover us, they envelop us. And that's why we see through those emotions. This is what happens. Similar thing happens when we are having grudge. We see the grudge. And then we are not able to see the real picture. Like somebody wants to see something outside the window to see what's happening outside. But instead of window, somebody puts a television there. and somebody is looking into the television, thinking that this is the window, and is watching a certain channel, thinking, oh, this is happening in the world. Oh. But it is not that that is happening in the world, but he is just looking in that television. Similarly, when somebody is holding grudge, then one is watching the television of that grudge, that pain, that injustice, and looking at that television and thinking that this is the reality what I am seeing. This is the reality. God damn it. This, that, and then all kind of foul words, anguish, frustration, that is what comes out. Reason being, one is not able to see the reality. Why? Because we are not looking through the window. We are looking in the television, thinking that this is the window. In this way, grudge, it behooves us to see or look into the real thing, the real picture. This happens. Just like when we carry something very heavy, we feel tired. Similarly, when we are holding grudge, at that time, emotionally we are carrying something very heavy. And that also makes us mentally tired. And when we become mentally tired, we lose focus. When we become mentally tired, then we are not capable of doing anything. This is what happens. So it drains us, actually. And we see that it is number one relationship spoiler. We have seen that there are relationships lasting for 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. But as soon as this grudge comes, which is fueled by ego, then relationships, even though there was so much of care and love, good memories, but they're all wiped out. Why? Just because somebody is now burning in this all-destroying emotion of holding a grudge. And they're saying, if when the fist is clenched, we can't shake our hands. When we clench our fist, we clench our fist when there is grudge. Shake our hands. No. To shake our hands, I am to release the fist. So when fist is clenched, we can't shake our hands. This happens. And that's why there is also saying that relationships do not die a natural death. They are always murdered by ego. And this ego fuels that grudge. Why with you? Why? Why? Why me? Why me? And the person is always just saying repeatedly, why me? Why me? In this television, there is a repeat telecast. Why me? Why me? And then he's watching, why me? Yes. Why me? Why me? And holding grudge is like anger within. Like there is an explosive anger, there is an implosive anger. If somebody is explosive, you! Alpha, beta, gamma, un, dos, tres, and you, okay, done. But when the grudge is there, that anger is within, the person withdraws himself from everything. Outside, he poses that, no, everything is fine. No, it looks like you are angry. No. I'm not angry. I'm normal. Absolutely normal. So when somebody is having a grudge, they hide it. Externally they may say, well, everything is fine. Fine. So it is anger within, you know. If it explodes out, that's good. Okay, this person is angry, and then, alright, relieved. Some people think that being explosive in one's expression of anger is good because thunder pack hai ji. Oh, now I am cool, calm. But more we do this, then it becomes a habit. It creates a vessel within. So that next time also I'll carry the lava. So that means just to express anger is not always good. Of course, when we are holding it, then it becomes even worse. If somebody puts the lava at a certain place and just leave it, what happens that after some time this lava goes down, it burns more and more and more. Similarly, more we carry the lava of grudge, it goes down, it sinks into the consciousness. It makes the situation even worse. Let's say somebody is carrying a radium, it's a radioactive element, for some time, and then more time. Then after some time there is a wound. And then if we keep having it in the pocket, then the wound becomes even more severe. This happens. Similarly, when we are carrying grudge, and I'm not releasing it. I'm just carrying it. So it becomes deeper and deeper and deeper. And then the relationship becomes even worse. Full of anguish, revenge, vengeance. This is what happens actually when we carry grudge. And we see that such people, they are absent-minded. Absent-minded does not mean that this person is having no mind at all. This person has become mindless. Mind is there, but somewhere else. And life goes out of sync. Like sometimes when we shoot a video, and the voice recording is from another source, and video is from different source, and if the audio and video are out of sync, so it is not very palatable to see. It's not a pleasant experience to see that. Something false, but voice comes after 1 minute. Out of sync. Similarly, life also goes out of sync when somebody is holding grudge. Mind is somewhere else, body is somewhere else. In a software and a hardware, in case something is wrong with the hardware, we can repair it. But something is wrong with the software. Externally, the keyboard and everything is functioning very nicely, but the software is corrupt. So externally, we see that sometimes people, they are having good physique, externally they are healthy. But internally, the software is corrupt. And that also gets reflected into the hardware. Somebody who is having grudge would not be pleasant in one's persona, in one's influence around, in relationships, in the words which come out from the mouth. They all get reflected that this person is internally is in great discomfort. Even though this person may hide it, but still, we cannot hide it actually. It becomes evident that there is something wrong with this person. There is something wrong. There is something stopping him. There is something which is stopping him to behave in a normal way. There is something wrong. So that phase, the software, if that is corrupt, hardware externally, it may look nice, but that also is certainly not good. And we see that those who are narcissists, those who are self-lovers, they love themselves so much. Have you seen people that they admire themselves so much, they look into mirrors, this angle, that angle, 90 degree angle, 135 degree angle, 180 degree, 360 degree. They're known as narcissists. A study shows that those who are narcissists, for them it is very difficult to forgive. Because they love themselves so much. They are so much addicted to respect. That if anyone interferes in that episode of respect, they carry grudge. Immediately there is grudge. And it's so difficult for them to forgive because they are self-lovers. Not the self, the soul, but self, the ego. So anybody puts a comma or three dots before that respect, oh, they become angry, grudging. So that case, we see that narcissists, so those who are narcissists, who are self-lovers, for them it is so very difficult to forgive. So very difficult. There was one boy. Often he would use foul language while talking to mother. Later on he would say, okay mom, I'm sorry. Okay mom, I'm sorry. But father once told him that, beta, you talk to your mother like this, this is not good. But he said, but I say sorry as well. I say, mom, I'm sorry. So his father asked him, okay, can you do one job for me? Yeah, sure. Dad, please tell me. He brought some wooden planks and got some nails. And those nails, they were rusted. And he asked that, okay, now take the two planks and then nail them together. Do that. Okay, sure. He did that. And then father asked him, okay, now remove the nails actually. He said, Dad, remove them now. Yeah, please. I did a mistake. Remove them now. So with great effort, he put those nails out. He said, Dad, mission accomplished, I'm done. The father said, beta, even though you have taken out the nails, yet you see that there are marks of the rust on the wooden plank. Can you see that? It is very much like this. When you are talking to your mother, when you use foul language, even though you may say sorry, but still those marks are still there. Like when there is a wound, even if it is healed, there is still a scar. So that means it is not that I can do something wrong to somebody and they say, oh well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And that's it. No? So that case, we see that this holding this grudge is so very harmful for oneself and as well as for the relationships. Usually, what are the cause of holding a grudge? One reason is incomplete information. This happens. In our temple, there was one devotee, he came to me, weeping, grudging. Prabhuji, going forward, I'm not going to do kirtan in this temple. I said, "Are, kya ho gaya? What happened?" He said, "Such and such devotee, he came to me and he said, dare not touch the mic." He said, "All right, what to speak of touching the mic? I'm quitting this temple." Acha, who is that devotee? Bring that devotee. So that devotee came. So I asked him, like, "Prabhu, did you tell this devotee not to touch the mic?" He said, "Yeah, I told him." I asked him why. He said, "Prabhuji, actually the earthing is not working properly, so there is current in the mic." So I was fearful that because now there is current in the mic, so while speaking, Hare Krishna. Others may say that the devotee is in ecstasy. But it would be current affairs. So incomplete information, that's why grudge. I met one of my Christian friend, his name is Joel. And somehow he had grudge against God. I asked him, "Why you have grudge against God?" He said, "You know, I read the story of Adam and Eve. And that's why I'm angry with God." I said, "Why?" And just because Adam was henpecked and he listened to Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ji ki Jai. He should have listened to Radha Gopinath Ji. He listened to Eve. So even though, like the story of Adam and Eve is that there was Saturn and there was an apple as well. And God told that you should not eat this apple. This is the forbidden fruit. Don't eat it. And then the Saturn came. He said, "Actually, God doesn't want you to become God. Because by eating this apple, you will become God. God doesn't want you to become God. That's why he's asking you not to eat the apple." Eve said, "Oh, is that the case?" He said, "Adam, please, I want that apple." "Alright, darling." And because of that, because he ate the forbidden fruit, the apple, and that's why entire human race was sent to this world, and then there is so much misery and struggle. So he was saying that just because Adam and Eve, they had this episode, and that's why we are rotting in this world. So I'm having grudge against God. Now he doesn't know that it's an allegorical story. Allegorical story means it not that it actually happened, but just to tell the concept that just because we wanted to act like God, that's why you were sent to the material world. This was the lesson out of the story. Not that literally it happened in the heaven, there was Saturn, there was fruit. I know some of the Christians, they don't eat apple. This is a forbidden fruit. Pineapple, not apple. This is a forbidden one. So holding grudge, people have grudge against what? But out of incomplete information. You know, sometimes it can be, of course, it can be some kind of mishappening as well. Once I was in Connaught Place, I was distributing Bhagavad Gita. So there was one guy, he was smoking. So I asked him, "Sir, would you like to have Bhagavad Gita?" "Because I'm an atheist." So I said, "Oh, great. You are an atheist and I'm a God lover. So opposite attract each other. So we can be good friends." Now he had not seen such a salesman who would say, "Aa chal gap maarte. Let's have some chit-chat." He said, "No, it's not that I don't believe in God. I'm angry with him. My wife ran away with my driver. My children, they don't listen to me. God damn it, man. I hate that God. Pa, pa, pa." So when people have incomplete information, then there is anguish, there is grudge. Similar case is that of Ahilya and Gautam Rishi. When Gautam Rishi, because Ahilya was so pure, so beautiful, and she was so chaste. But Indra got attracted towards Ahilya. So he disguised himself as Gautam Rishi and he intervened into the chastity of Ahilya. And Gautam Rishi, not knowing the complete thing, and he cursed Ahilya to become a stone. It's not knowing the complete thing. And that way, that is he also cursed Indra. That Indra, he came and he did all this crazy activity. I curse him. He cursed him that because you love the private part of the opposite gender, may you have 1,000 such parts all over your body. So no, that's so embarrassing. So you see forgiveness. Okay, all right. Now these 1,000 private parts of a woman would appear like eyes. So his name turned up Sahasranetra, 1,000-eyed. But yes, he, out of incomplete information, he cursed. Gautam Rishi cursed Ahilya. And Ahilya became stone. So that is, you see that when there is incomplete information, people have grudge. I've seen many such examples that people come and they have grudge. But as soon as they come to know the entire story, the full thing, they are relieved. Like Gaurgavru, he gives a nice story just to tell that what's the other person's story we do not know, and then there is grudge. Like teacher asked Arnav, that Arnav, if I give you 2 mangoes, and then I give you 2 more mangoes, how many mangoes you have? And then Arnav said, 5. Yes. Like, oh, Arnav, listen again, beta. 2 mangoes plus 2 mangoes. How many now? How many mangoes you have? 5. Are. Okay. If you have 2 strawberries, and if you give 2 more, how many you have? 4. Are. Arnav, that means you know mathematics. How come if I give you 2 mangoes and 2 more mangoes, you have 5? But if I give you 2 strawberries and 2 more strawberries, you have 4. Because I already have 1 mango. So God was saying that sometimes you do not know the other person's story. Incomplete information. We assume that I know the complete story, and that's why I'm holding a grudge. My holding grudge is right. Like he also gave one example in one of his lectures, Prabhuji, Gaur Gopal Prabhuji. He said, okay, now tell me which song is this? Batao. Are? Saaf to hai. Dwara bajata hun. Because in my mind I am playing the tune. Are inko kyun samajh aa rahi hai? So we assume we have that I have the complete information when but I am conveying the thing, I am the right person. And that phase we hold grudge. So ideally the person should go and inquire and get the complete information before holding grudge. Another reason for holding grudge is attachment. When we have attachment for something or someone, when that is frustrated, that also leads to grudge. Like Dhritarashtra was holding grudge against the Pandavas, especially towards Bhim. He was holding grudge. So after the Mahabharata war, when everything was over, so he said, okay, I want to bless the Pandavas. Dhritarashtra, okay, God bless you. Bhim, now you please come. He said, yeah, sure. As he was going towards Dhritarashtra, so Krishna said, no, grudge. So there was an iron effigy on which Duryodhan used to practice, this effigy of Bhimsen, used to practice on that iron effigy, idol. He said, bring that one. Okay. So Bhimsen, he picked up that effigy, that idol of Bhimsen on which Duryodhan used to practice. So he put that before Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra, because he was holding that grudge, he was locking it up, and then he exploded in the sense he crushed that iron effigy into pieces, because he also had strength of 10,000 elephants. Powerful Dhritarashtra. And then he said, oh Bhim, oh, please forgive me. I killed you. Lord Krishna said, nah, don't worry. I knew you were having grudge. So it is not Bhim you crush, it was the effigy of Bhima, the iron effigy on which Duryodhana used to practice. Oh, 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 oh. So Dhritarasht means the one who is catching hold to the rasht. So similarly, the one who is having grudge is holding on to a certain thing, holding on and not releasing it. And that's why there is grudge. So when attachments are thwarted or frustrated, that also leads to grudge. Third reason is immaturity. Out of immaturity also people hold grudge. This happens. And a very famous example is that of Sringi. All of you know Sringi's example, that he cursed Parikshit Maharaj out of immaturity. Just because some kind of violation of etiquette happened, and he gave such a grave curse to Maharaj Parikshit. So out of immaturity also, people have a grudge. I know one boy, he's in Delhi. He was not going to see his father who was in hospital. I asked him, why are you not going to see your father? He said, because I wanted to go to Australia to study and my father did not give me money to study in Australia. Immaturity. Did you ask your father why he could not send you? Instead of saying, he did not send me, you should say, he could not send you actually. He could not send me. Not that he did not send you. He could not. Why? Because there was some kind of financial crisis. So out of sense of immaturity also, we see that people hold grudge. Fourth is when expectations are not met. That is also one of the reasons when that people hold grudge. Expectations are not met. Famous example is that of Dronacharya and Drupad. Both of them were students in Gurukul. Good friendship. One is a Kshatriya, Drupad. Another is Brahmana, Dronacharya. Drona. So, being together in Gurukul, Drupad promised him that in future, whenever you need me, I'll be there to help you, serve you. You're a Brahmana. I'm a Kshatriya. Kshatriyas are meant to serve the Brahmanas. So in future, in case you need anything, feel free to come to me. I'll help you out. Later on, Dronacharya, so both of them, they parted off in their respective lives. And Dronacharya, because he was poverty stricken, he was not having much of money, no wealth, and that means he could not even properly feed Ashwatthama, his son. So he remembered that Drupad told me in Gurukul times, he said that in case you need something, feel free to come to me. We are friends. So he went to Drupad. He said, Drupad, remember? Gurukul, same batch. Friendship. I come for some help. He said, what help, man? You poor Brahmana. I'm the king. What friendship? Those were the gone days, the Gurukul days. Ha! What promise? What friendship? And then Dronacharya. What oh yeah. So he was holding grudge. All throughout these years that even he trained the Pandavas and Kauravas, and one day he will take revenge from Drupad. So when expectations are frustrated, that also leads to grudge. Sometimes people become, they have grudge against God because God did not fulfill a certain desire. And that's why they have grudge against God. Prabhu ne ichha puri nahi ki, and that way there is grudge. Actually people, they have faith in God's power, but they do not have faith in God's intelligence. Kehta Prabhu, buddhi hamari ho, shakti aapki ho. That's why. They hold grudge. That things did not happen as per my plan. And that means there is grudge. But actually, whose intelligence is more? Our intelligence or God's intelligence? God's intelligence. So His plans, they are more far-sighted, they are more mature than our plans. So when a certain desire is not fulfilled, maybe I am not ready for that thing. And thank God, God does not fulfill all of our desires. If we introspect, if God gets into tathastu mode for a while, hum kahan jayenge, matlab ki prabhu ye tathastu 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 are sari chhe puri are bhai ab kahan padhe hum, where we are, because God fulfilled all my desires. Thank God. God does not fulfill all of our desires. But yes, when expectations are not met, then there is grudge. This happens. So how to take care of this grudge? Yeah. Firstly, one should understand that I'm holding grudge for a certain thing on a certain issue. But actually relationships are more important than the issue at hand. Then the argument to win over, it's more important that I should value the relationships. There was one boy, he was on a morning walk with his father. And as they were having a morning walk, as they were jogging, and then the son said that, Dad, I think I should get married. Father stopped. He said, how dare you say that? Come on, Dad, everyone gets married. You got married. I also want to get married. How dare you say that? You nincompoop! You want to get married? Nonsense! Dad, excuse me? What's wrong with you, Dad? I just expressed my desire that I want to get married. Nonsense! Say sorry to me now! Dad, come on! Dad, I just told you that I want to get married. Shut up! Shut up, you nonsense! Say sorry! Okay, Dad. Chill. Sorry. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm very sorry. And the father said, now you are ready for marriage. Even if it is not your mistake, still if you are ready to say sorry, that means you are ready for marriage. But sometimes there is no mistake. Kyun? Kyunki bhai, gaadi chalani hai saath saath. We have to go together. So, ji, I am very sorry. Humse galti ho gayi ji. Yes. So, like they are saying, that those structures which are impervious to change, they fall. So sometimes we have to be flexible that, okay, alright, my mistake, done. Because we are valuing the relationship more than the issue at hand, than the argument to win over. More important is the relationship, actually. And we see that those who are having good relationships, those who are having happier people around them, they are actually successful. Not those who are having so many trophies and certificates and this and that. They may have all of this, but along with that, they also have the report of BP, the report of sugar, they also have that along with this. Because they always valued achievements more than the relationships. This happens. So we should value relationships more. Secondly, keeping the higher picture into consideration, so that we can say no to the lower picture. There was one elephant, he used to serve Balaji, Tirupati Balaji. He would carry the bhoga for Balaji. And on the way, there was one pig, along with this pig army, piggy army. Once he challenged, hey you, Gajraj, I challenge you. And then elephant said, well, I can't accept challenge. You are so powerful. I am so weak. come fight with me. Hey. अरे नहीं अरे भाई हमारी कहाँ औकात साहब हमारे साहब हम छोटे आदमी साहब हम कहाँ साहब अरे आना तेरी तो I'm a small guy sir you know I'm so weak sir and he moved ahead so the she elephant she got into this complex that this dirty pig insignificant pig. She said, Aji sunte ho. And that pig, he challenges you. You crush him. That rascal. And then elephant said, you know, this pig, he's into all that nasty stuff. If I go and fight with this pig, I'll become dirty. And then unfit to serve Balaji. That way I said, okay sir, aap jeete, hum hare. So keeping a bigger picture into consideration. So when we are holding grudge against something or someone, we should see the bigger picture. When we have the bigger picture, so we say we compromise on the lower picture, which is not so important actually. So that is when there is grudge, seeing the bigger picture, that also helps. Thirdly, sometimes we have to laugh at the thing which we are holding on to. If I'm holding grudge against someone, it's like keeping somebody in my head rent free. You stay in my head, I'll not take rent. And this person is there. Small issue, trivial, petty issue. But the mind is now stuck into it. And we are not able to withdraw the mind from that thing. And that's why there is grudge. So sometimes laughing at it. Once Krishna Balaram and Satyaki, they were together and it was a night time. So they decided that, okay, let's watch guard. So watch guarding would be there from 12 to 2, Satyaki. 2 to 4, Balaramji. And 4 to 6, Krishna. Alright, so everyone is taking rest. So Satyaki, he was guarding. As he was guarding, one demon emerged from the ocean. How come this demon is there? And then Satyaki started fighting with the demon. And as he was fighting, and then the demon was becoming even more powerful. And then Satyaki became so tired after fighting for 2 hours. And Balaramji, now your chance. And then he took rest. And then Balaramji, now he was guarding. And as he was guarding, so again this demon emerged. Hey, how come this demon? And then Balaramji started fighting with this demon. And as he was fighting with this demon, but he, after 2 hours of severe battle with this demon, Balaramji became tired. He said, hey, Krishna, now it is your turn. And then he also took rest. And then Krishna, he started guarding. Again, this demon came. He said, Krishna said, who are you? He said, I am the demon. I will eat you. I will devour you. And then Krishna said, you will eat me. Demon, eat me. Eat me. And as he started laughing, the demon became smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and finally this small, and then he took the demon and then put that inside his dhoti. So Satyaki and Balaramji, they got up at 7 o'clock and then he said, oh, Krishna, oh, where is that demon? And then Krishna said, which demon you are talking about? Yeah, that demon who emerges from the ocean at night time. Demon, I got something here. This one? Yeah! But there's a, do you have WinZip software that you zipped up? Yeah. And then Krishna said, this is nothing, this was anger. More you were becoming angry, angrier and angrier, and the demon was becoming more powerful. So I laughed at the demon of anger. So sometimes we have to laugh on that small petty thing which we are attached to. Arey baba, kaha man phasa ke rakha hai. So sometimes you have to just do that. That's it. In the beginning it may appear quite artificial, but it really helps when we contemplate that how my mind is stuck on something such a low-class thing. And of course, later on, you will actually laugh at it. You'll actually laugh at it. So this is also, so this is a way to ignore it, actually. There's a way to ignore it by laughing at it. Fourthly, we should also understand that there is law of karma acting. Law of karma is always acting. Sometimes we may not be able to recall what wrong I did to someone, but actually law of karma is acting. There was one person, he came and he met one of our devotees. He said, Prabhuji, I lost my son. My young son. Maine bhala kisi ka kya bura kiya tha? What wrong did I do to anyone that I had to face this calamity? That I lost my young son. So he had another son who was a devotee. He said, actually my father does not remember, but actually he did wrong once. What was that? He said, Dad, you remember when we were shifting from type 2 quarters to type 3 quarters. So in our balcony, there was one nest where the pigeon had given the eggs. And as the eggs were lying underneath a table shelf, so you took out that nest and placed it on the shelf which was in open. And then you asked the labor to take away the table. And then came the crow. And crow ate those X. Do you remember that? He said, no, I can't remember. And then this son said, I was there chanting Hare Krishna. I could see that all of this is happening. You can't recall a certain action which you did in the past, but law of karma is watching everything. So it nobody is an exception from law of karma. So sometimes when we are having grudge against someone, thinking that there was injustice, we should understand that somewhere we have also done wrong to somebody. And that's why law of karma is acting. So now I'm feeling frustrated. Whether financial loss or whatever is happening to me, it's happening because law of karma is acting. So law of karma, it relieves us, actually. Many people in this world, they become frustrated from law of attraction. कि अगर आप किसी चीज को बड़ी शिद्दत से चाहते हैं तो कायनात ये षडंत्र रचती है कि आपको उस चीज से मिला दे, क्योंकि कायनात को और कोई काम तो है नहीं कि हमको हमारी शिद्दतों से मिलाती रहे वो कि ना वो तुम्हारी शिद्दत इसमें है, तुम्हारी शिद्दत उसमें है, मैच द फॉलोइंग ऐसा. Often people become frustrated with law of attraction. Why? Because above law of attraction, there is law of karma. See, you and I may have law of attraction. Attraction is working. कि मुझे वो चीज़ चाहिए, बड़ी शिद्दत है. I'm very desperate for something or someone. But if it is in law of karma, that thing or that person does not belong to you, is not supposed to come to you, you not get it. Even though you may have very desperate, maddening attraction towards that thing or person. So law of attraction is there. But law of attraction, above then, law of attraction is law of karma. Often the philosophers outside or the motivational speakers, they don't speak about it because law of karma takes away the control. Law of attraction gives the control and people want to have control. And that's why law of attraction often fails as well. Why? Because law of karma is also working. I personally also had the experience of having grudge. Lord Krishna, he broke my pride because I also had a pride that I am very forgiving. I can forgive anyone because somebody commits an error or a mistake or a blunder. Say, that's okay, Prabhu. No problem. I am also a blunder master. I also do. No problem. I forgive you. So somewhere subtly I had the pride that Amoghlila Das, you're so kind. You're so forgiving. So as soon as Krishna sees that there is a boil of pride in the devotee, and then he becomes very enthusiastic to crush that boil, to remove that boil, and relieve the devotee from that boil. So I had this pride in my heart that I forgive people very easily. But in my life, I never had the experience of betrayal. Nobody betrayed ever to me because I do not get attached to somebody to such an extent that somebody can betray me and then breaks my heart and all that. So betrayed thing, this episode of betraying I never experienced. So somebody betrays me and then I forgive. That had never happened. Somebody commits a mistake, okay, done, okay, forgiven, okay. I forgive you. But betray thing was not there. And that's why there was no experience whether I can forgive somebody who betrays me or not. So I was betrayed by one of my friends. And I had grudge. Severe grudge. Serious grudge. And not just one betrayal. Another one was also there. Parallelly happening. This person was trying to jeopardize my celibacy. Somehow conspiring against my celibacy. I was respecting him so much. But he was jeopardizing. He was endangering or jeopardizing my celibate life. This person was also betraying me. Another person also betrayed me by putting allegations against me. So I was devastated. If somebody else would have put an allegation or misunderstood me, I would have forgiven chalo. But these two devotees, who were my great friends as well, because they betrayed me, one putting an allegation again and again on me, and at the same time having a pride that after my mother somebody knows me well, is this person. I go, wow, kya confidence hai. Wow. That the person who misunderstood me the most is you, and you also put false allegations on me again and again, misunderstood me, and you have this confidence that you understand me after my mother, you are the one, silver medal goes to you. Wow. So betrayal thing, I could not tolerate. And I had the grudge. And all those days, although not just days, in fact, months after months, almost like a year, it took me 1 year to forgive these two devotees. And that actually crushed my pride that I'm very forgiving. I could not forgive. And I had all kind of nasty thoughts in my heart for them, both of them. And then negative thoughts and all kind of foul words they would, or negative things would come in my mind again and again, but I would ignore it. But again they would come. And that 1 year was the worst year of my sadhana. Because while chanting Hare Krishna, this thing was always there in my mind. This mind chatter is there, yeah? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Teri Tom. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Hare. And I would take three and a half hours to chant 16 rounds. That which takes 2 hours, would take 3.5 hours, 4 hours. Because at that time, my mind was boiling and that chatter was there. So I pray to our deities, like we have Rukmini Dwarka, these deities in Dwarka. I said, oh Lord, what am I doing? I'm chanting all of these 16 rounds, which I'm completing in 3.5 hours, 4 hours. But all 100% inattentive. Because I was listening to that chatter. Injustice, allegations, betrayal. Ha! Why? Why? Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram, Ram. Hey, Hare, Hare. Tiri, Char, Krishna. That was my condition. Pathetic. Pathetic condition. So I pray to Rukmini Dwarka that, oh Lord, please help me. I'm in this quicksand of anguish, grudge. Please help me come out of this. And this was such a frustrating experience. Even I decided to quit. I said, enough, man. But this life is just full of, you know, staying here in Dwarka temple is so frustrating. I'm leaving. And I packed my bag and about to leave. And then I was thinking that, well, I'm leaving out of frustration because there is betrayal. But my spiritual master, he trusted me so much. Rukmini Dwarka Ji, they have trusted me so much. So many devotees, they have trusted me so much. Breaking their heart. Why? Just because I want to entertain this grudge? Nah. So I took a U-turn and came back to the temple. I said, I'll fight against this grudge. I'll fight it. But by the grace of the Lord. So I prayed to Rukmini Dwarkadish. I said, oh Lord, please help me. Please help me come out of this. By your mercy, your impossible becomes possible. Difficult becomes easy. Dushkaram sukaram bhavet. So please help me come out of this. And at that time, my mind was so negative that only negative attributes of these two devotee friends of mine would come to me. So I deliberately, consciously started thinking of their good qualities. I deliberately, consciously started thinking of good memories with them. When I laughed with them, those good memories. When I contemplated, deliberately I was doing that. Deliberately I would do that. And when I was doing that, it really helped me. Krishna helped those who help themselves. When we try it desperately, consciously, prayerfully, Krishna really helps. And especially I would praise these two devotees in their absence. It was difficult. It was mechanical in the beginning. Yeah, they are good, but... Nah, yeah, but hata they are. Nah. No but. No if, no but, only jab. So that case, and before chanting, I would say, okay, now in this round of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I'll not have any kind of negative feeling for anyone. It would be just gratitude for everyone. And such person came in my life to crush my pride that I should now go level up. Like when we play video game, when there is level up, so challenge is more, but one gets more weapons as well. So one is equipped more. Yeah, this happens. Similarly, in this journey of forgiving someone, of the case was of betrayal, so this was like level up. So I took this challenge that no, Amogli Ladas, I must go beyond this grudge. I will go. And now in this round of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I will not think about these two devotees in a negative way, even once. I will just focus on Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Okay, mind, after chanting 16 rounds, we will think about these two devotees. But while chanting, I'll not. Deliberately, consciously. I would do that. In the beginning, it was a struggle. It was a struggle. But I said, no, I will do this because more mercy is waiting there. If I am able to forgive these two devotees, more mercy is waiting for me. Of course, these two devotees, they also, many times, they also seek forgiveness because they knew that they did something wrong. So, if, in case, if I am not forgiving despite somebody is asking for forgiveness, that's so rude of me, so offensive of me now that I am not forgiving. So, that is this deliberate effort, this conscious effort while chanting Hare Krishna attentively, loudly. In case if I am not able to do that, I would go to Tulsi Garden, which is next to our temple, and then loudly chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Loud chanting. Prayerful chanting. So that helped me come out of that. And then of course, later on, now we are very good friends once again. But I had this grudge towards my friends. This was there. But when we try to go beyond this psychic obstacle, which is there of grudge, lot of mercy is waiting for us. Lot of mercy is waiting. So by Krishna's mercy, I could do that. Forgiveness. I could forgive them. And that was such a good thing. But now, of course, so Krishna said, okay, now, are you ready? Well, Krishna, your tests are really hard. But yes, they purify. They purify. They take us to the next level. So somewhere, I was having this pride and Krishna crushed this pride that I am very forgiving. So today also, in case somebody has something happens, I pray to Krishna that, oh Krishna, please make me more kind-hearted towards everyone, that I should be able to forgive. Because forgiveness is a very magical thing, it is said. It cools the sting and it warms the heart. When the heart is not warm, relationships, they become cold. And that the place of sting, that's burning. So it reverses the temperature. It cools the sting and it warms the heart. That is forgiveness. So I could experience this challenge within me when I fought against this grudge. A very, very relieving thing. But yes, it becomes an obstacle for the self. It is very, very discomforting for the self. It is poisoning for the relationship. And it makes the spiritual life stagnant. Rotting to sometimes. Sometimes even spiritual life can take a U-turn. So that is, in case we are having a grudge, especially we should not judge when we are having a grudge. And also one should also not speak when one is having grudge. Like they're saying, dare not speak when you are angry. Otherwise you will give the best speech in your life, which you are going to regret. Ki us waqt muh kyun khola yaar? Kyun khola us waqt muh? So that is going to be the best speech which you are going to regret. In case when I'm angry, when I'm having anguish, this grudge, dare not speak. One should not speak at that time. So take and chant one round and then start speaking. Then we would speak more in goodness. So we should not judge when we are having grudge. First of all, we should cool down this grudge. That's very important. All right, I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you. Anybody has any questions?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Anybody has any question? Yeah? Anybody has any question? Yeah?
Any questions?
Okay, yes.
No.
Hare Krishna.
So thank you for your wonderful class. So like you were telling about yourself, your personal example, Prabhu. So even if we forgive someone, and probably there could be no grudges at all, but then the relationship is not as it used to be before, right? So should we make a conscious effort to make it like before, or should we just carry on? And also there are chances of doing Vaishnava Prad inadvertently. So how do we overcome that, Prabhu? Thank you.
Well, something is now has become so bitter now. So in order to mitigate that bitterness, I have to add lot of jaggery to it. Lot of sugar to it. Yeah. So relationships, they are like bank account. We have to invest so much. In case there was so much of withdrawal, that check was bounced. Check bounced, okay, now. So what will we do? So we have to invest more. So that phase, we should start investing in that relationship by having courteous exchanges, spiritual exchanges. We should start having that. So we have to invest. So relationships, they are like bank account. We should invest in them. Like devotees and Krishna, because Krishna also invests so much in the life of a devotee. Devotees, they also invest so much in their relationship with Krishna. That's why we see that despite having so many ups and downs of a devotee's life, yet their relationship continues because there is so much of investment. So just like that, similarly, in case if our relationship has undergone bankruptcy, so we should start investing more of time, energy, emotions, feelings. Yeah, we should do that. Yes, we should not just let it go. Oh, chalta hai. Nahin, nahin chal payega wo, baith jayega wo. Yeah, in case there is Vaishnavrat, we should actually go to the devotee and ask forgiveness. Sometimes we ask forgiveness via SMS, Prabhu, please forgive me. On a WhatsApp message, or just a voice message, I just want to say that, I'm sorry. Very dry expression of apologizing. Or through someone, yeah, usko bol de, sorry, yaar, galti ho gaya mujhse. I should go and say sorry. Genuinely. So when we do that, despite our asking for forgiveness, yet the other person may not forgive. Why should I forgive you? This forgiveness is just nautanki drama. Again and again and again. And still the person, if he is not agreeing, now he is doing Vaishnavaprad. When another person is asking for forgiveness, if I am not forgiving, now I am doing an offense. The devotee is asking for forgiveness and I am, drama is up. Now you are doing an offense. But yes, now, but from our end, we should serve the devotee. And praying to Radha Gopinath, that, oh Lord, you are there as a super soul as well in everyone's heart. So please kindly melt this person's heart. So Radha Gopinath, they will help you. Yeah? Okay, yes. Aur kuch sawal kisi ka? Anybody has any question? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
You told some people are like self-lovers, they need respect.
Yeah, narcissist, yes.
Narcissist. They're difficult to for you, to others, for
yes,
them.
Yes.
So I also had some devotees and other family members also. So I forgive my, but they have not forgived, but they're giving some grudge. So how to handle them?
Yeah. Anybody who's holding grudge? Background music. Anybody who's holding grudge, there's something which is boiling. There's lava is there. So first step in dealing with a person who's holding grudge, that we should listen. Second step is listen. And then third step is listen. Sun lo yaar, uske dil mein milne ki baat. Kehte hai, sir, aaj aap nikal lo, aaj. Chalo, aaj aap sunao aaj. Us waqt, ki 2015 ki baat hai. 2018 ki baat hai, 2019 and recently 2020. So we should listen, step 1, step 2, listen, step 3, listen. So sometimes like we put a cap. The baba theek hai, theek hai. Yes. I got it. Are nahi bol dena do bhai. Are I understood. Are bol dena do usko. Let the person speak. So we should not cap it. We should not clap it. Let the person speak. So we should listen to the person. Sometimes even we mock. If somebody becomes angry, so we mock the person. And we say, and you. So we are mocking the guy. So that's like an insult to the anger. Yeah? Or say laughing on this person. Or somebody is becoming angry. He's sabhi nahi karna chahiye. We should not do all that. So we should not cap it, we should not mock it, we should not do that. No. So we should listen to the person. Listen. Ki bhai aap bol lo ek baar. Bol lo ek baar. Because it is very difficult to make the person who is grudging speak. Because usually those who are having grudge, they don't speak. They just keep it inside. And there is also a kind of tamasic pleasure in it. Keeping grudge. this kind of pranayama will not help, you know. Yeah. So there is tamasic pleasure associated with it. So people hold grudge, they don't release it because now they take a kind of subtle joy in it. Ah, acha lagta hai, teri ah. So there is a tamasic pleasure which ahankar takes into that whole thing. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. Okay, sometimes we hold grudge towards our family members because they are not agreeing to our taking to Krishna consciousness. We tell them, ah, papa, papa matlab pap. Or ma matlab maya. Majanta hun. Ye papi log hai ye log. Achha, jo pal bos ke bada kisne kiya hai, bangadu. So we hold grudge sometimes against parents because they're not acting properly. Everyone takes time. Everyone takes time. And sometimes we are to address that insecurity which is there. Because usually parents just have this insecurity. Once he becomes that Babaji in the temple, so they have this kind of insecurity. So we are to address that insecurity. That whether I am devotee or not, wherever I am, you would always remain my parent. If we keep addressing this thing again and again and again, we will do it because this insecurity is very deep. And then they become very comfortable gradually. You know. And instead of arguing with them, when we explain something nicely in Satogun, so it registers. If in Rajogun if something is communicated, that invokes Rajogun in the heart of the listener. If I communicate something in Tamas, the listener would also get into Tamas. Like for example, if I say, "Abe, tumhare aise to, abe, to hamare aise to, teri to," so even listener also gets into the same mode. So when we are communicating something in rajas and tamas, so parents would also get into the same mode. So that way, in very sattvic way, when we explain things, explanation is the best argument actually. So explain things again and again, and addressing their insecurity. That whether I'm a grihastha devotee or a brahmacharya devotee or whatever, you would always stay as my parent. And then, parents, they become okay in a due course of time. Parents have sacrificed so much, ki thoda joote wote maar dena. It's okay. You know, not that now I have become a devotee, I am now an initiated devotee, I am a preacher, and they are just creature. You know. You should not think like that. So, they have sacrificed so much for our upbringing that now today we are devoting ourselves to Krishna. So, we have to be patient with our parents. Again and again, we have to communicate again and again, holding on to their feet and then taking their blessing. And then they understand as well. Because they have this genuine affection for us. So they gradually understand. So we should not also become very restless. That why they are not understanding? They should understand. I'm a devotee. I'm a Hare Krishna devotee. So gradually they understand. It is just that we should address them in a sattvic way. Yeah? This happens, yeah. This is our personal experience. I convinced my parents, and because I was the only son, so in the beginning they had little discomfort. But as I kept communicating with them that I'm still your son, I'll remain your son, I'll always remain your son, I'm always praying for you, I kept doing that, and then they became so supportive that they made the video. Yeah, Sadhu Chala Ghar. Yeah. So that is, we should communicate to them, and then they understand. Yeah. Okay, any other question? Yes. Yes, Prabhu, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhu, you were mentioning about your fight against grudge, that things were mechanical at first, but still you continued.
Yes.
So, Prabhuji, it's very common for us to be mechanical while praying also. That's the thing we are doing, praying, but still we are feeling that it's mechanical. Then how to hold on? Because there is, in my personal opinion, I quit that time. Any special tip on that? How to hold on?
See, when we are taking medicine, then we have to be patient. Yeah. Like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasakur, he says that while chanting Hare Krishna, we should cry for Krishna. And in case you are not able to cry, then you should cry that you are not able to cry. And in case you are not able to cry even this one, then you should cry that I cannot cry, that I cannot cry. And in case you can't even do that, then you should cry that you cannot cry, that you cannot cry, that you cannot cry. And in case you are not able to do that, then you should cry that you are not able to cry, 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 but you must cry. Similarly, if I am not able to do prayers from the heart, genuinely nihari prayer avi, so mechanically too. Krishna, currently I am mechanical, I am mechanic, so, but still, I am offering prayer, you are my support, I am dry here, I have no feelings, prayer, do that. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, how to be enthusiastic? Srila Prabhupada said, just be enthusiastic. That's it. So just by being enthusiastic, we become enthusiastic. So if I am not prayerful, let's get into the process of the whole thing. Kaise karna hai? Kaise aise haath jodna hai? Kaise aise wo kneel down karna hai? Kaise wo karna shuru karte hai bas abhi. And then it starts coming. Srila Prabhupada had one disciple, Gargamuni Prabhu. He asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, when you enter the room, everyone pays you obeisances. But I don't feel like paying obeisances. I don't have those feelings that I should pay obeisances. What should I do? Srila Prabhupada said, still you should pay obeisances. While paying, gradually feelings would also come. Yeah? So fake it till you make it. Keep doing that. From pretension to perfection. That's a journey. Yeah? So gradually prayers, they have more life, yeah, more feelings. Gradually it happens. But we should do it. The process in itself is so beautiful that it will bring the feelings as well. Yeah? Okay. Any other question? Yes? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, yeah. Sweet voice.
Mic. Please.
Okay, here comes the Michael.
So, it's my personal experience, Prabhuji. Many times I feel holding a grudge, it also helps for self-improvement. Simultaneously, I'm having revengeful thoughts about that person, but internally I feel, it's really a benefit, like whatever he said to me, it's going to help me in future. And I'm having a self-improvement. So, how to distinguish between grudge and genuine feedback?
Yeah. You know, when there is grudge, usually the grudge is towards a person outside. Yeah? And grudge is more driven by the desire to have vengeance. Yeah? Revenge. When we take a motivation from a certain person, that such and such person said, if you're daring enough, can you do that? And then you take it. That's inspiration. That's inspiration, actually. Like there was one guy, he was told by his parents, ki tereko to agarwalo mein shadi karni padegi, tu baniya hai, tera baniyo mein shadi karayenge hum. He said, no, I want to get married to a devotee. He said, no, kya devotee devotee? Kuch nahi. All devotee, all naughty. No. Baniya. So they took the guy to one family, and there was a girl, and then he said, I want to talk to a girl. With this girl, I want to talk to. So he was having this private conversation with the girl, and he said, see, I'm a Hare Krishna devotee. I will not go for honeymoon after marriage. I only go to Vrindavan. I'll not go to Uti. I'll only go to Vrindavan and Mayapur and Jagannath Puri. And if you expect Uti and Shimla and all that, Mauritius, no, I'm sorry. Main nahi jaunga. I'm a Hare Krishna devotee. And this girl said, how dare you come and ask for my hand? If you are such a staunch devotee, go and join temple. Why have you come here to ask my hand? Nonsense. You coward? And the guy said, hey, don't challenge me. What challenge? What challenge? You people do all this drama of being a devotee? If you are such a pakka devotee, go and join. Then I join kar lunga. Are cha. Sir, bata raha hu tere ko main. He said, I challenge you. You are such a coward. You cannot. Dekh fir. He came out and said, Mom, Dad, I'm joining. Next day he joined. So taking an inspiration, that's okay. That's right. But not that he was having vengeance against the girl. Ki tune aaj aisa bola, ab dekh tu kabhi ghar ke bahar nikle, acid maarunga tere chehre pe main. So that would have been grudging, you know. That's grudge. But he took the inspiration. Hey, challenge karti tere ko. Aap dekh, main Radha Gopinath temple join kare dikhata tere ko. Join. So that is seeking inspiration. That's a different thing. Yeah. But holding grudge is against the person. That person, himself or herself. So that's a different thing. In this way, to seek an inspiration is not, it's more positive. And holding grudge is very, very negative. Darkest emotion. Grudging. Yeah. Okay, any other question? Yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Mere saath bahut baar aisa hota hai ki samjho ki koi mera ek close friend hai. और उसने मेरे साथ कुछ बुरा कर लिया तो मैंने एक टाइम के लिए उसको फॉरगिव कर दिया कि भाई चलो जाने दे कुछ नहीं जाने दे लेकिन वो ऐसा ही सोचता है उसकी साइड से कि नहीं मैं राइट ही हूं तो वो चीज थोड़ी सी हर्ट करती है
ओके सो समबडी इज टेकिंग यू फॉर ग्रांटेड नाउ राइट वेदर समबडी इज टेकिंग अस फॉर ग्रांटेड और नॉट व्हेन वी फॉरगिव समवन द फॉरगिवनेस इज नॉट द गिफ्ट व्हिच वी आर गिविंग टू द अदर पर्सन वी आर गिविंग दिस गिफ्ट टू आवर ओन सेल्व्स Actually, when we forgive, forgiveness is a gift we are giving to our own selves because we stay calm. Shri Radha Gopinath ji ki jai, Shri Nanda Gopal ji ki jai, Shri Gaunithai ki jai, Lata Vishakha Devi ki jai. Right? So forgiveness is the gift to our own selves. We become relieved. Yeah? So if somebody is taking for granted, somebody may take for granted or not. You deserve peace. Right? That's the thing. Yes.
Prabhuji, adding to that, agar wo har baar repeat ho raha hai, to
even that is happening repeatedly. But you deserve it. In case you have anguish, this anger in your head, then you would be in discomfort. So that is, for a selfish reason, one should forgive. For selfish reason. I mean, okay, I'm not very kind-hearted, I'm not very broad-hearted, I'm not very forgiving, but yes, for a selfish reason, forgive. In case you are feeling hurt again and again, maintain a distance. That's understood. But forgiveness is a gift which we give to our own selves. So for a selfish reason, we should forgive and feel relieved. Especially we should safeguard ourselves from such association which aggravates the grudge. We should safeguard ourselves. Yeah? Okay. Yes. Any other question? Yes. Yes, Prabhu.
हरे कृष्ण
प्रभु जी मैंने जब ये इस्कॉन ज्वाइन किया तभी मेरे मम्मी और पापा थे वो मेरे अगेंस्ट है बाद में तो थोड़े मैं उनको इधर लाया बस समझाया बाद में वो मेरे सपोर्टिव आ गए पर मेरे मामा थे ना मैं उनको बोला मैं आपके लेक्चर्स भी सुनाया उनको बट
काम नहीं किया काम नहीं किया मेरे लेक्चर काम नहीं बना मेरे लेक्चर ने काम नहीं किया मतलब यू आर नॉट
नहीं, लेक्चर तो काम के पर क्या बोल रहे हैं इनको बुला के लाओ सामने देखते हैं मैं कितने लेक्चर देते हैं ये बस प्रभु जी तभी मेरे मन में क्या फील आ रहा था पता है आपको एक ही चीज फील आ रहे थे कि कंस मामा देखो कलयुग के कंस मामा है मेरे सामने राइट नाउ
नॉट दैट ऐसे मामा जी कंस मामा होते हैं ऐसा नहीं है इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट बट यस देयर आर पीपल दे टेक टाइम Yeah.
Yes.
Like Srila Prabhupada, he gives example of the wet grass, the green grass, and the dry grass. The dry grass catches fire immediately. Green grass after some time. The wet grass first smoke comes out and then it also catches fire.
Yes, yes.
So there are people who first they emit smoke.
Yes.
So we have to tolerate the smoke. Nikal gaya smoke, now he'll also catch it. So that grass will also catch fire. So that way there are people, first of all, they will have all kind of this thing. What is this con? Ye videsh paisa bechte hain, ye log are hum this, that. Itna Colgate company paisa nahi bechti, itna ye log bechte hain. There are people like that. First smoke. Yeah? So once the smoke is done, allegation वगैरह निकाली आ रही है करते क्या इस्कॉन वाली ब्रेन वॉश करते हैं जवान लड़कों को भटकाते हैं देखो प्रेरणा फेस्टिवल क्या है ब्रेन वॉशिंग ही तो है कि और क्या फला है तो दे मेड से ऑल दैट पर ये तो धुआं निकल जाएगा वंस द स्मोक इज डन द स्मोक एपिसोड इज डन नाउ सो वी आर टू बी पेशेंट दे आर पेशेंट्स विद द पेशेंट्स वी शुड हैव पेशेंस
हरि बोल, हरे कृष्णा,
हरे कृष्णा. Okay, yes. Yeah, those who are egoistic, they don't listen to anybody. Yes.
Few people who can actually tell them something. If they have grudge, it is very difficult to actually solve the conflict or whatever it is. So, what you can tell to those?
You know, even somebody is egoistic, one very good way to communicate to them is stories. Because it is not directly to them. A short story, quick story. I got one very interesting story to share with you. Can I share? Yeah, share. Tell the story, and through the story, make the person understand that the character who needs improvement in the story is actually you. Yeah? So do that. Like in Bhagavatam comes one story of Puranjan. So Narad Muni is telling to one king, because kings, they don't listen. Okay, I got a very nice story. Huh? But in that, the main character is actually you. So somebody who is, those who are egoistic people, they can listen to a story, and then indirectly we communicate to them that where they need to improve. Yeah. And sometimes we have to communicate where there is some relationship or authority. Best is both. And then the person becomes more receptive to listen. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu, please. Okay, well, what to do when the anger or grudge has reached its height? We want the ill of the other person. We want to speak ill words or some ill actions in this way. Satisfy the heart. So what to do? Yeah. At least at that time, we should not speak. As I said. Because only lava will come out. Only lava. Because lava is there inside, so lava will come out. At least we should not speak at that time. And when we are in the quicksand of anger, anguish, and we are not able to come out of that. Somebody is in quicksand. What's the way to come out? Can we come out of the quicksand or a marshy place on our own? No. Somebody else from the outside needs to throw the rope and then pull us out. Similarly, if I am in this quicksand or marshy place of anguish, grudge, then we need help from outside. It can be in the form of a devotee. It can be in the form of the Lord. And then it becomes easy for us. Because they give us a different perspective. A devotee gives a different perspective. We are having a very narrow perspective, and that's why we are holding a grudge. A short-sighted perspective. So the devotee can, or the other person can give a bird's eye view of the whole thing, and how that thing is so insignificant which you are holding on to. So taking help of a devotee would really help. Okay, Prabhuji, I have this thing in my heart. Just by sharing it, you will feel relieved. Like in Ayodhya, there was one department just to listen, not no solutions. Just listen. Achha, phir kya hua? Kata, aisa sa ho gaya, aisa sa ho gaya. Oh, so sad. Kya karein ji? Duniya hai. Ya. Ram ji hai na. Baat to sahi hai. Chalo phir. Badao, gaadi aage badao. So that is just by sharing it with someone. That really helps. So in Ayodhya also, there was one department just to listen. Solution ho gaya, achhi baat hai. Nahi hua, koi baat hai. No problem. Just listen. So that means we should share the heart with someone. Prabhuji, currently I am struggling with this darkest emotion, grudge against somebody. I should not be doing, but I am doing that. Please help me. And then they give us a solution. And also there comes a blessing along with the solution. Wow. Sone pe suhaga. That's best. Yeah. That helps. Yes. Okay, piche. Yes. Hare Krishna. Uh-huh. What is that? So what is the Pakistan thing? I could not get that. What is that? I just wonder, it was an idiom which you used here. Pakistan's hypocrisy. Diplomacy. Oh, I see. Yeah. Take the lesson and move on. When we take the life as a journey to learn lessons, some lessons they come easy way, some lessons they come hard way, in a difficult way. And especially those lessons which are required to be deeply engrooved in our consciousness, they come a little hard way. So that way, sometimes lessons come this way. And the person is very diplomatic, he's a duplicitous person, he's a hypocrite. And the person comes in my life, hurts me so much. But you will see that the lesson which he gives in the whole episode is so very precious. So very precious. So sometimes Krishna, when he wants to give a very important lesson, and he wants to make that lesson unforgettable for us, he would make things very, very dramatic. Very, very dramatic. And then the lesson which we get is deeply engrooved in our consciousness. We would never ever forget that lesson. So take the lesson and move on, because life is like that. Every step should be, we should have learning attitude. And this way, no grudging. Move on. It was learning experience. Ya to main jeetta hoon, ya main seekhta hoon. Aisa. Haan ji, Hare Krishna. Okay, there are people who see ki bhai to kuch karta nahi hai. He is good for nothing. Okay. Firstly, so how to tackle this problem that when somebody is taking us for granted and somebody is saying that I am good for nothing, even though we are working very hard and the person is not recognizing our contributions. So how to deal with that? Like in cricket, even if the batsman, he is hitting hard each and every ball, still what the bowler should do? Should the bowler throw the white balls and no balls? No. The bowler should keep throwing the ball towards the wicket. Even though the batsman is in full form to give a hard hitting, each and every stroke is like that. Still, we keep throwing the ball towards the stumps. Yeah. Similarly, if somebody is not recognizing, yet we should keep contributing with no expectations of praise and appreciations and all that. More there is expectation, more we should be ready with frustration, for the frustration. Expectations, frustrations are directly proportional to expectations. So more we are having expectations, more I should be ready for frustration. That I am having this expectation that there should be appreciation. They should recognize. People in Kali Yuga, they are dull. They are dull. The brain substance is very less and still it's going down. So that way is to recognize something, somebody's contribution. People take it for granted. Now it is now very common. Nobody acknowledges a sacrifice, service. Nobody. Because people are so dull nowadays. So we should understand that we are not in Satyuga. I am not in Treta Yuga. I am not in Dwapar Yuga. I am in Kali Yuga. And people are dull. So even if they are not recognizing, just contribute as much as you can and move on. No expectations. If this person recognizes, well and good. Does not recognize, no regrets. Doesn't matter. There are people like this. So Kali Yuga is like this. So we have to have right expectations from this age of Kali Yuga. Yes. Yes. Yes, somebody I am having, sometimes we are having grudge towards someone else, but somebody else becomes a victim. Yeah? So, don't do that. Simple. Yeah? Don't do that. Yeah? Okay, last question now. Hare Krishna.
If you're trying to overcome a conflict with someone, but that person is not acknowledging that fact, so how to overcome that grudge, or how to overcome that situation?
Somebody is not acknowledging what?
If I'm trying to resolve a conflict with someone, but that person is not acknowledging it, but he's not willing to talk about it, so how to go about that situation? How to act for it?
Aapne kabhi panja lada hai? Yeah. When there is this panja, okay, when there's arm fighting, yeah, it can only go on till the time both of them are having the panja fight. Yeah. In case somebody becomes dheela, can there be panja? Kehte aa chal ladate hain, thak. Kehte ladana, zor lagana. Zor lagana. Come on, come on, come on, man. Panja hota nahi hai. So it requires two to have a conflict. It requires one to resolve it. That's it. So if you are having conflict, leave the whole thing. So somebody is not ready to resolve, okay, you do your heart dheela. Aao panja lalai. Aao. Kata ha, dekho panja hat. And the whole thing is over then, after some time. It loses life. Yeah? Alright, I'll stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Amok Leela Prabhu, for a brilliant presentation. Let us thank him by three times loudly chanting. And if you want him to come again, once more loud. Thank you very much for everyone who has come today to make this Prerna Festival a unique and successful event. We want to thank especially our esteemed guests who are sitting there. We have many of them, wonderful guests here. We want to thank one by one, each one of them. Dr. Ashok Agarwal ji and his good wife. Ashok Agarwal ji is the Vice President of Axis Bank. We have with us Nilesh Vikamse, former president of ICAI and a senior partner in Kimji, Kovarji and Company. Please kindly hold on, don't go away. Some important announcements. N.P. Singh ji, our senior officer in railways. We have with us Sri Rangarajan and his good wife, CIO in Aditya Birla Group. Sunil Udasi, OSD in Mumbai Railways, Vikas Corporation Limited. And Mrs. Vimla Chaudhary Mataji, mother of Rasik Raman Prabhu. So let us welcome all these wonderful guests to our Prerna Festival by three times loudly chanting. And now we welcome all of you. We welcome everyone here, especially those who have come for the very first time for the Prerna Youth Festival. I hope many of you are there. Those who have come for the very first time, kindly stand up, and those who are already coming, kindly sit down. Jo pehli baar aa jaye, khade ho jaiye. Jo baar baar aate hai, khade baith jaiye. Dhanyawad. Thank you very much. Aap sab yahan par aaye, aap sabka hardik abhinandan, dhanyawad. We are very thankful that you all have come and hope you enjoyed the Prerna Youth Festival. We have this festival every month, har mahine yahan par hota hai. So kindly keep coming here and get tagged on along with our devotees here and then learn a lot of things with fun and a lot of wonderful insights and wisdom. We want to also inform you that there is a special prasadam for you downstairs in the Bhaktivedanta Hall and a special gift awaiting you as you move out of this temple. This kind of programs happen regularly in Radha Gopinath Temple. And we also want to inform all those who have come for the very first time and also those who come regularly that tomorrow His Grace Amog Leela Prabhu will also be giving a Sunday feast class. There you go. That will start at 1 p.m. tomorrow, 1 p.m. to 2:45. Kindly also join that program as well. And there is also a special program for those who are chanting 16 rounds tomorrow evening. For more details of that program, kindly contact your counselor. Thank you, and let us welcome them by three times loudly chanting. Kripa baith jaiye, 2 minute ke liye. Today's Prerna Festival, every Prerna Festival has been organized uniquely by different groups of devotees, youths. So today's Prerna Festival is organized, the services have been taken by the group consisting group of counselees from Satyanand Prabhu. We also have devotees from Government Dental College under Nandigop Prabhu, also Nair Medical College under Rasikacharya Prabhu, and also the VTE devotees. Let us thank them by three times chanting as well.
Haribol, Haribol, Haribol.
Hare Krishna. And now, the next Prerna festival, kindly note down, is on 14th of March, that is Saturday. And this lecture will be given by His Grace Gauranga Prabhu.
Viva!
Hare Krishna. So now, before prasadam, there's just so that you can take nice prasadam, there's going to be a very nice dance, and a kirtan will be led by His Grace Amoghila Prabhu.
Viva!
So don't miss the kirtan, okay? There is enough prasad for every one of you. We are expecting 1,000, only 600 has come, so you have to eat everything. So you can dance very much so that you get enough hunger and finish double prasadam. Hari bol. Shri Prabhupada ki. Amoghila Prabhu ki.